The General Assembly is well known for its convening power. This is where we get all 193 member states together, and I want to use this convening power to stay focused on the commitments that we've made when it comes to the Sustainable Development Goals and the climate change in particular.
And how can the General Assembly focus the global attention on the growing links between climate change, conflict prevention and migration?
You are right that these issues are interlinked, and this is also the role of the General Assembly to make everyone aware of this linkage. Because conflicts and also climate change are generators, in a way, of migration. And we are going to address the issue of migration this year during the 72nd session, when we are tasked to prepare the Global Compact for safe, orderly and regular migration. And we are addressing the issue of migration from many aspects, including the climate aspect. And the issue of peace is also going to be featured very prominently on our agenda. I'll be organizing a high-level political debate on sustaining peace and prevention in April. And again, we are going to discuss about the connection between peace and the migration, and also impact of the global warming and the climate changes on the global situation on the planet.
And how do we make sure that the small island nations are getting the help they need?
Well, I wish to believe that we are well aware of their situation. In any case, the General Assembly provides a good platform for them to speak out, to present their views, and they have done so also during the high-level week, during the general debate. And I want to stress one important fact, namely that the climate change was the most frequently mentioned topic during the presentations of head of state and governments and ministers. 84% of them referred to the climate change. That means there is a global awareness of the urgency of the issue. There is also the global understanding of our responsibility. And of course, the representatives of small island developing states made their case very eloquently, and I really think that there is a huge level of understanding that for them it's not an academic debate. For them it's an issue of survival.
And how do we maintain the momentum from Paris and here in Bonn going forward?
Maintaining momentum is extremely important, and it's good that we are meeting annually, and I believe it's really important that we set concrete goals for each of our meetings, but obviously that we deliver on our daily work also in between, because there are gaps. The progress has been uneven, and the most importantly, we are not producing, we are not generating the necessary financial resources for implementing our goals. So we have to talk about it. That's extremely important. And I wish to see young people in particular and activists to make sure that this issue is on our agenda on a daily basis.
Any final message you would like our listeners to be aware of today?
When it comes to climate change, we can be proud of what we have achieved, because to agree on the Paris Agreement is a huge achievement for multilateralism, for the United Nations, because we have acknowledged our responsibility, and we have also acknowledged that the situation is difficult and dangerous. But this is not the end of our role, of our task. On the contrary, now we have to make sure that we deliver, that we implement what we have committed ourselves to. And we are not there yet. So there is still lots of work for multilateralism, and I want to see United Nations being the leader of this global effort.